Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man who's going to huff and puff and blow your house down, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, that's not such a great introduction.
We're going to have windy weather today.
Yeah, but I don't want to blow the house down. And I'm not the one that's causing the wind. I just predicted. So, and yes, folks, it does have something to do with the system that produced the deadly tornadoes down south. It's a cold front. And it will be moving through here during the day. And any showers that we have around this morning will give way to partly sunny. And then it gets windy this afternoon, 65 to 70. There's a wind advisory out for Connecticut from 12 noon to 5 a.m. Saturday morning. I don't know why they stretched it out that far. Wind advisories from noon to midnight for the Berkshires and the Catskills seems more reasonable. As we go through tonight, it's a clear and chilly one. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 55 to 60. Showers or periods of rain come back Sunday for Palm Sunday, 50 to 55. Low 50s with sun and clouds on Monday, so it does cool down. But in the meantime, it's going to be one of those really ridiculous days where it's cloudy and showery, and then all of a sudden this afternoon the sun comes out, the wind picks up, and it's pretty nice.
Well, yesterday it was cloudy and kind of, it wasn't cold or anything, but it was cloudy and let's say about, 45, 48 degrees, and then all of a sudden right around noontime, boom, the sun came out, and absolutely, what a beautiful day. Now, are we going to get any thunderstorms when this cold front comes through?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
No.
I was thinking maybe the wind might be associated with thunderstorms, but that's why I'm not a meteorologist.
Sometimes they are, though, but not with this one.
This is just going to bring wind.
Yeah. Yep. Your favorite.
I don't mind wind. I don't mind wind, especially when it's close to 60 or 70 degrees.
Right.
Once it gets down to 50, I don't like wind. 50 and below, I don't like wind. But I can live with the weather we've had for the past couple of days.
It hasn't been bad. It really hasn't been bad.
Now, I get my shot at about 10:45 this morning, so the windy weather won't be here by the time I have to go for that.
No, you won't have to worry about that.
All right.
Nope. So that's good. Good luck on that.
And you get your shot tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And then we wait 15 days for it to be totally effective.
That's the way it goes. I know I forget who I was talking with yesterday. A friend of theirs just got the second shot. And I don't know how long afterwards she came down with COVID. And she was very sick. They actually thought they were going to have to bring her to the hospital, but they didn't. Again, it's so questionable. I mean, no one ever said that if you get the shot, you won't get the virus.
Yeah, well, it's like
that's the flu. That's not the purpose of it.
It's like the flu. I mean, it's not the 100% answer all. It's part of the overall plan. Is that if it works on 70 to 75% of the people, and people follow the plan, then herd immunity will eventually be reached. That's the whole thing about flu shots. That's why they do them every year, and we'll probably have to get the COVID-19 shot, by the way, every year. I would think when it's all said and done, because it's going to change. It's a virus. It's going to mutate, and so I think we all have to live with the fact that. And now we're going to get two shots every year, flu and COVID.
I never get the flu shot.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who don't. And you know what? Yeah. People get if people don't want to get certain shots and they've been that way their whole life, I have no problem with it. Because they're the type of people that also, if they get a cold, they're not going to go into work and spread it. They'll stay home. They'll stay away from other people because they're concerned about their health. So I don't think that people who are anti-vaccination, if they've been that way their whole life and that's the way they act, I can accept that. I just hate the people that are just lazy and for other reasons just decide not to get a vaccination.
My sister is still debating. Yeah. This is the younger of the two. She's still debating, You know, I'm tired of talking to her about that. But, you know, the interesting thing, again, with the flu, is this year there was hardly any flu in the United States. And the reason for it, which we talked about way at the beginning of, like in the fall last year, Australia, when they came out of their winter last year, hardly had any flu. And the government there said the reason for it was because everybody was wearing masks and social distancing. And I said, well, you know, that's probably going to happen here because everybody's going to be wearing, or most people are going to be wearing masks. The flu's not going to be able to be spread around. And it wasn't.
Yeah, I watch these videos that come up. If you Google them, people in trying to get in stores not wearing masks. And I'm just amazed how they'll just fight it out. I'm just absolutely amazed how people will try to create problems by not wearing a mask and going into a store. I mean, and then they say, well, this is America. We have the right. Well, no, it's a private business. They have a right to set their entry and exit rules. And
And the other thing, Marshall, what about the people now who have been totally vaccinated? They feel, since they're totally vaccinated, that they can't give you the virus, so they don't have to wear a mask because they're vaccinated. Well, you're wrong, because you can get the virus. Remember that. Even with the full vaccination, you can get the virus. Thank God you just will not get severely sick, hospitalized, or it won't be fatal. So that's what the vaccine prevents. But now what about somebody who doesn't have the shot? If you're walking around without a mask because you think you're protected and you do have the virus, somebody doesn't have the shot, you could transmit that virus to that person and they can get very sick.
All right, Pat. You know what happens this weekend, don't you?
Palm Sunday.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, does it open this weekend?
On HBO Max, absolutely.
No, they said the 31st. I heard the 31st.
Well, maybe it's because HBO and, it release date Friday, March 26th nationwide. Friday, March 26th, HBO Max.
Are you kidding?
No.
So next Friday?
No, this Friday, today.
Oh, wait. When does HBO Max?
Yeah, the 26th.
King Kong. And that's what you have?
Yep.
Right. It says Kong hits HBO Max next month, roughly a week after its overseas premiere. Epic will release in theaters internationally on March 26th, while in North America, the launch on HBO Max coming March 31st.
No, they say it's they've moved it up. So,
really?
So I'm going to look for it.
I don't blame you. I'm looking for it, too. So that means tonight you could, or this afternoon you could watch it.
That's it. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And we'll see who wins the battle.
Who do you think?
I think they'll both live and come back to protect Earth in the future.
I don't know about that.
All right. We're out of time, Pat.
All right. I'll say toodles. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.